You satisfy the hungry hearts. May that be so as we gather for worship this day. Buenos días y bienvenidos a Calvary. Good morning and welcome to worship today at Calvary Baptist Church. We're so glad that you're here in this room, joining us online or making your way even from the parking garage to the sanctuary. Welcome. We invite you to take a moment and breathe, settle into your seats as we gather and worship together today. We'd like to extend a special welcome to all of our visitors and those who are new to Calvary. As a reminder, if you're trying to follow along and get more of a sense of who we are, your bulletin is a really good guide for that. And in the back, you will find our mission, values, and vision statement. We're glad that you are here with us to worship today. Today, we're continuing our Easter season worship, Easter Encounters. We'll hear the story of the road to Emmaus, a quite famous one. We're delighted that the Reverend Mahogany Thomas will be preaching on this text. As we begin our worship, I invite you to consider, what are you longing to see today? Can you recall a time when your heart was burning? These are the questions our text offers us this morning. So let us begin our worship by standing and singing our Easter Alleluias. Will you stand and sing with us?
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
Gloria a Dios.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
Gloria a Dios. Gloria a Dios.
Alleluia.
Gloria a Dios.
Alleluia.
Gloria a Dios.
Alleluia. Gloria a Dios. Alleluia, 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 alleluia. Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
Gloria a Dios. Gloria a Dios.
Alleluia.
Gloria a Dios.
Alleluia.
Gloria a Dios.
Alleluia. Gloria a Dios. Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
Gloria a Dios.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
Gloria a Dios. Gloria a Dios.
Alleluia. Alleluia.
Gloria a Dios.
Alleluia. Gloria a Dios. Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
Gloria a Dios.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
Gloria a Dios. Gloria a Dios.
Alleluia.
Gloria a Dios.
Alleluia.
Gloria a Dios.
Alleluia. Gloria a Dios. Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
Gloria a Dios.
Alleluia, 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 alleluia.
Gloria a Dios.
Gloria a Dios, alleluia. Gloria a Dios, alleluia. Gloria a Dios, alleluia. Gloria a Dios.
Please join me in the call to worship. The road was sandy, our feet were tired.
We talked about many things, we just wanted to get home.
We missed Jesus.
We were scared, we hoped it was true.
We did not know what to believe.
We did not notice the face of the one who walked beside us.
But our hearts burned.
We invited the stranger. Stay with us.
Good morning.
Good morning.
My name is Corina Lopez, and I am the deacon of the week. Please feel welcome If you are joining us on Facebook, welcome too. I am available at additional support throughout the week. My email is in the bulletin. Feel free to email me if you have any concerns, need someone to talk with, or just walk. We have something to, would like to, someone to pray for or with you. If you are joining us for the first time, we hope you feel welcome in this community and we would like to invite you to sign the guest book outside the sanctuary so that our pastor may get to know you better. We also invite you to join us after worship to the next room for coffee hour. The peace of the Lord be with you.
And also with you.
La paz del Señor sea contigo.
Y contigo también.
Let's share the peace of God.
Peace.
Haznos uno, Señor, en ti, y que el mundo vea nuestro amor, que somos uno en ti.
You may be seated. I don't think there are kiddos this morning who might want to come up this way, but yeah. So I'm going to do this one standing, and then if Zach, if you're listening, you can tell me which camera to kind of point to. I'll be real still, maybe right here. Is this one good? This one. Hello, good morning. If you happen to be watching on Facebook Live this morning, I have a question for you. The grown-ups, I bet, will help me this morning. Do you know what this is? Not necessarily what the word says yet, but do you know what this is? Anyone? Anyone? You're nodding that you do know what this is. So that's a step in the right direction. Would anyone like to tell me what this is?
A stop sign.
That's right. It's a stop sign. Now, it usually has the word stop on it, which I acknowledge. This one doesn't. It has the word halt on it. Halt is just another word for stop. But it's also, and this is kind of another big word, it's an acronym for something I wanted to teach you today, kind of based on this story of two friends who are traveling a pretty good distance on a road, and they are talking about really difficult things because They've lost a friend, and they're trying to make sense of a lot of things, and they're kind of having a hard time with it. So here's the acronym that I wanted us all actually to learn today. And it's something that someone very wise taught me once, and it helps me pay attention to myself and what I might need. So HALT is a reminder to us to not ever make any big decisions if we're either hungry, H. Oh, okay, the sermon begins. Hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. Don't make any big decisions in life if you're hungry, angry, lonely, or tired. And if I find myself confronting a fairly big decision, or I'm trying to make sense of something and it's not making sense, this is something I check with myself in on. I ask myself, Maria, are you hungry right now? Are you angry right now? Or stressed, or maybe feeling especially sad? Kind of any emotion, but especially anger. Are you hungry? Are you angry? Do you feel lonely? Do you feel like you're on your own? Pay attention to that. Are you really tired? Maybe take a break. See if you can solve one of these first. So if you're tired, what do? We get some rest. If we're feeling lonely, what do? We find someone who loves us, someone we love, and we name that. We say, I'm feeling lonely. I need some help. I need to sit with someone. If we're angry, maybe we take some deep breaths, right? Until we feel better, until our anger works its way through. And if we're hungry, we eat. That's right. And we're going to be celebrating what it means to listen to our bodies today and to eat. So HALT, hungry, angry, lonely, tired. Let's pray together. Oh God, thank you for meeting our needs and for helping us stay present to our bodies. Thank you for helping us remember that if we have big decisions to make or if we're struggling with something, it's okay to stop and check in with our bodies. Are we hungry? Are we angry? Are we lonely? Are we tired? We're allowed to make space and time to take care of those things first. Amen.
Que llevabas conversando, me dijiste buen amigo, y me detuve asombrado a la vera del camino. No sabes lo que ha pasado ayer en Jerusalén de Jesús el Nazareno, a quien clavaron en cruz. Por eso me vuelvo triste a mi aldea de Maús. Van 3 días que se han muerto y se acaba mi esperanza. Dicen que algunas mujeres al sepulcro fueron de alba. Dijeron que algunos otros lo buscaban allá también. Mas se acaba mi confianza, no encontraron a Jesús. Por eso me vuelvo triste a mi aldea de Maús. Qué tardíos corazones, qué ignorancia los profetas. Se anunció en profecía que el Mesías padeciera, y por llegar a su gloria escogiera la aflicción. En la tarde de aquel día yo sentí que con Jesús nuestro corazón ardía a la vista de Maús. hizo señas de seguir más allá de nuestra aldea, y a la luz del sol poniente parecía que muriera. Quédate, forastero, ponte a la mesa y bendice, y al deseo de su luz, en la bendición del pan, mis ojos reconocieron al amigo de Maús.
Let's pray. Heavenly Father, this morning we come before your presence to give thanks that you give us another day of life. Despite these times of difficulties, insecurities, and confusion, we trust you. We know that you will always lead us on safe path. That is why we come before your presence and we ask you to hear our prayers and help us to continue trusting in you. Give us peace and security. Let us help each other so it will be easier to withstand any storm of difficulties and emerge victorious. Because we know that united we are stronger. Therefore, as we go into this day, we can feel free in the knowledge that you promise us that you goodness and mercy will follow us all the days of our life, and we will dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Padre Celestial, esta mañana venimos ante tu presencia para darte gracias por todo lo que nos das, por un día más de vida, a pesar de estos tiempos de dificultades, inseguridades y confusiones. Confiamos en ti. Sabemos que siempre nos guardarás por caminos seguros. Por eso venimos ante tu presencia y te pedimos que escuches nuestras oraciones y nos ayudes a seguir confiando en ti. Danos paz y seguridad. Ayúdanos, ayudémonos unos a los otros para que sea más fácil resistir cualquier tormenta de dificultades y salir victoriosos. Porque sabemos que unidos somos más fuertes. Por lo tanto, al entrar en este día podemos sentirnos bendecidos, sabiendo tus promesas, que tu bondad y tu misericordia nos seguirán todos los días de nuestra vida, y en la casa del Señor moraremos para siempre. Amén.
Holy words, long preserved for our walk in this world, they resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart words of life, words of hope. Give us strength, help us cope in this world, where'er we roam. Ancient words will guide us home. Ancient words, ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Holy words of our faith, handed down to this age, came to us through sacrifice. Oh, heed the faithful words of Christ. Holy words, long preserved for our walk in this world. They resound with God's own heart. Oh, let the ancient words impart. Ancient words ever true, changing me and changing you. We have come with open hearts. Oh, let the ancient words impart.
The scripture reading this morning is from Luke chapter 24, verses 13 to 35. Now on that same day, two of them were going to a village called Emmaus, about 7 miles from Jerusalem, and talking with each other about all these things that had happened. While they were talking and discussing, Jesus himself came near and went to them, but their eyes were kept from recognizing him. And he said to them, "What are you discussing with each other while you walk along?" They stood still, looking sad. Then one of them, whose name was Cleopas, answered him, "Are you the only stranger in Jerusalem who does not know the things that have taken place there in these days?" He asked them, "What things?" They replied, "The things about Jesus of Nazareth, who was a prophet mighty in deed and word before God and all the people, and how our chief priests and leaders handed him over to be condemned to death and crucified him. But we had hoped that he was the one to redeem Israel. Yes, and besides all this, it is now the third day since these things took place. Moreover, some women of our group astounded us. They were at the tomb early this morning, and when they did not find his body there, they came back and told us that they had indeed seen a vision of angels who said he was alive. Some of those who were with us went to the tomb and found it just as it was, the women had said, but they did not see him. Then he said to them, 'Oh, how foolish you are, and how slow of heart to believe all that the prophets have declared. Was it not necessary that the Messiah should suffer these things and then enter into his glory?' Then, beginning with Moses and all the prophets, he interpreted to them the things about himself in the scriptures. As they came near the village to which they were going, he walked ahead as if he were going on. But they urged him strongly, saying, 'Stay with us, because it is almost evening and the day is nearly over.' So he went in to stay with them. When he was at the table with them, he took bread, blessed and broke it, and gave it to them. Then their eyes were opened, and they recognized him, and he vanished from their sight. They said to each other, 'Were not our hearts burning within us while he was talking to us on the road, while he was opening the scriptures to us?' That same hour they got up and returned to Jerusalem, and they found the 11 and their companions gathered there. They were saying, 'The Lord has risen indeed, and he has appeared to Simon.' Then they told what had happened on the road and how he had been made known to them in the breaking of the bread." This is the word of the Lord.
Everybody have a communion cup, and if not, can our ushers please help us out? Raise your hand if you still need one. Do you have one, Baldwin? When he was at the table with them, he took the bread, blessed it, broke it, and gave it to them. And then their eyes were opened. As we share this meal together this morning, as we eat together, where might our eyes be opened? Where do we sense that our hearts are burning? It is this moment in the breaking of the bread, that they recognized Jesus in their midst. Where do we recognize Jesus in our midst? Let's share this meal together. Will you pray with me? Oh God, we give thanks for the table, for the bread, for the wine, and for the ways that simply sharing a meal together is how our eyes might be opened, how we might sense your spirit in our midst, our hearts burning. We pray this day that this meal might offer us that same experience of open eyes and hearts that are burning. Amen. I invite you now to take the cup, the bread and the cup. There's two little lift up places here. The very top one opens the bread for you, and then the cup follows. Took the bread, blessed it, broke it, and gave it to them. Let us eat together. And they shared the cup as well. Let us drink together. We give thanks that in this simple meal of bread and juice, that we might see, that we might know the Spirit of the living Christ in our midst. Amen.
Beloved, hear once more just a portion of the text read to you already in your hearing from the Gospel according to Luke. And it reads, when they came near the village to which they were going, Jesus walked ahead as if he were going on. So they urged him strongly, saying, stay with us, because it's almost evening and the day is nearly over. So then he, being Jesus, went in to stay with them. And when Jesus was at the table with them, he took the bread, blessed it, and broke it, and gave it to them. And their eyes were opened, beloved, and they recognized him. This is the word of God for the people of God. Thanks be to God. Amen. Will you pray with me? Gracious and loving God, allow us to break bread together. God, we know that everyone has to eat. So remind us of how hospitality makes way for our healing. And now, O God, may the words of my mouth and the meditations of my heart be acceptable in thy sight. For God, you are my rock, and you are most certainly my redeemer. Amen. This morning, we enter into the Gospel of Luke, and it's 3 days after the crucifixion. In fact, by the time that we arrive at this morning's text and the focus of our text today, journeying on the road to Emmaus, we remember that the women have already arrived at an empty tomb. We remember Mary Magdalene and Joanna and Mary, the mother of James, and the list of women continue. These women were the ones that prepared the spices to tend to Jesus' lifeless body, but of course, upon their arrival, he's not there. And the stone, of course, is rolled away, and the angels are asking the women, why are you looking for the living among the dead? And so, as their ears begin to catch up to what their eyes are encountering, these proclaiming women then run to tell the disciples and those who are followers of Jesus what they have just experienced. And people just don't know what to think. For some, listening to the news of these women seems like an idle tale. And for others, like Peter, they need to see it for themselves. And it is after this that we find two of them who have just witnessed the testimonies of these women on the road to Emmaus. And the situation continues to be perplexing. You see, listening to the proclamations of these women did not erase the trauma that they had experienced, because the cross was brutal and the crucifixion was traumatic. I mean, to watch someone you love publicly executed in front of you and to attempt to hold on to the possibility of resurrection while hearing about the resurrection, it's just hard for your trauma to understand. After all, it's only been 3 days. And 3 days is not long enough to make peace with an unjust execution. 3 days is not long enough to remove the bleeding images from your memory. 3 days just is not long enough to grieve your friend and your teacher, your brother and your leader. So naturally, when Jesus arrives next to the two who are trying to process all that they have seen and all that they have heard and all that they have known and all that they remember, I can understand today their inability to recognize him. They're walking 7 miles on the road to Emmaus while their hearts are grieving, and resurrected testimony just is not enough to forget what you've been through.
And yet, as the story goes, their inability to recognize Jesus just does not stop them from inviting Jesus into their own places of vulnerability along the way. So these grieving bodies begin to invite the traveler alongside of them, known to us as Jesus, into the vulnerability of their own stories by recounting for him all that had transpired over the last 3 days. And as the two begin to describe how astounded they were by the women who brought proclamations of an empty tomb, perhaps they're not astounded by unbelief. Maybe instead they're astounded because it's all just so much to hold. Maybe they're astounded because the situation feels emotionally unsteady, like they're on a roller coaster. Perhaps they are astounded because their bodies are having a hard time delighting in the news of the resurrection when their bodies still actively remember the trauma. And I don't know about you, but I can think of some times when it's hard to hold the good and the bad and new life with the grieving, especially when your body is lamenting. Yes. Or how hard it is to hold on to the good news when you've witnessed such devastation, or how hard it is to hold on to the good news when our own traumatic encounters begin to shade the color that's right in front of us. How hard it is to hold on to the good news when you just can't remember the last time you smiled or the last time you had peace, but it does not stop the good news from arriving. And as our travelers begin to arrive near the village of their destination, they say to the traveler alongside of them, "Evening is coming, so stay with us and rest a while." And I can imagine them saying, "Stay with us because everyone needs to eat. Stay with us because everyone needs to rest." You see, these two may not have been able to recognize who Jesus was, but they do know the importance of caring for the body. And even with the trauma of their experiences lurking in their bodies, these two believe in hospitality. And they remind us by their invitation that there's always room at the table. And so Jesus arrives at the table, and hospitality begins to unlock the miracle. Because instead of departing upon the arrival at Emmaus, Jesus comes into the home and he eats a meal where he blesses the bread and breaks the bread and shares the bread with those who are at the table with him. And it's at the table where their eyes are awakened and their spirits are revived. And now the two and their company know who they are sitting with. The good news, beloved, is sitting with them at the table, and their own hospitality has made way for their healing. A healing that allows them to recognize the very presence of God in the person of Jesus and to see fully the good news, even if it's just for a moment. You see, perhaps what we see in this text explores how the answer for recognizing God was not in their making sense of what they saw or their ability to reconcile swiftly through their grief. Instead, the answer for seeing God was found just as they attended to the basics of their living. They remembered to eat. And grief and trauma may make it hard to grasp the good news and to make space for the both and the in-between. But if we can remember to attend to the basics of our living. That everyone needs to eat and everyone needs to rest, then perhaps we too will see God again. And to see God, we don't have to rush past the stages of our own anger or rush past the stages of our own disappointment or even rush past the grappling with all that is before us. All we have to do is remember to eat. And can you maybe just remind yourself to rest? And can you maybe just remind yourself to sit and remind yourself to pause and remind yourself to take a moment just to take care of your own body and to embrace the body maybe that's next to you? And if we can all care for our bodies, and then maybe we can care for our neighbors' bodies. Together we can recognize that not only does the good news come, but good news is already in our midst. And perhaps, beloved, in our story today, it's the two travelers' ability to care for themselves in their grief and to invite others to the table of their own vulnerability that opens up their healing. They may not have recognized who Jesus was, but it didn't stop them from being in his presence. And that to me is good news. That good news is that hospitality can make way for our healing time and time and time again if all we do is remember that everybody's got to eat. Because at the table, even a weary body can recognize Jesus again. And at the table, even a hungry body can recognize Jesus again. And at the table, even an angry body can recognize Jesus again. At the table, even a lonely body can recognize Jesus again. At the table, even a healing body gets to recognize Jesus again. So maybe at the table, we too can recognize Jesus again. May it be so, beloved. Amen.
Please stand and sing with us. Proclaim, tell of prophets and apostles, sing the power of Jesus' name. Who the neighbor, who the listener, who has ears to hear our song? God of history, tune our voices, make our hopeful witness strong. Hallelujah, dance the story, every sinew now engage. Tethered close in truthful worship, boldly face the coming age. Who the neighbor, who the watchful, who will welcome life's embrace? God of gospel, tell the story through our dancing of your grace.
Amen. Just a couple of announcements as we wrap our time up here this morning. Just a reminder, when we finish worship, you are welcome and invited to join us You'll literally just not take the stairs down, but head straight this way to Woodward Hall, which is where we gather every Sunday after worship for coffee hour. So please stay, connect with folks, say hello. If we haven't met you yet, we'd love to get to do that. So please connect with us as well. Couple of brief announcements, if you'll just turn with me to your bulletin so you can see them as well on the announcements page. Our virtual theology on draft for the month is this Wednesday. Rev Mahogany will be leading, 7 p.m. on Zoom. If you have questions about that or you're wanting to, where's the Zoom link? How do I get connected? How do I get on this email list? Email Reverend Mahogany directly and she'll make sure that happens. Or connect today during coffee hour. There's also a special presentation on the war in Ukraine and Christian nationalism led by Josh Russell, if you'll wave for us, and Lubov Russell as well, if you'll wave to us. Josh, in writing the announcement for latest happenings, noted no relation between Josh and Lubov Russell, but lots of connection. And so please make note of that. We're going to just use the same Zoom link that we use for Sunday mornings. So that's there in your bulletin, but that is this coming, that is tomorrow. That is tomorrow evening at 7 o'clock. So this coming Monday, so please connect with that. This is also your FYI, your reminder about our quarterly business meeting, which will take place immediately following the service next Sunday. Right here in this room, we'll hold off on coffee hour, do that first, and then make our way to coffee hour. And childcare will be available during the quarterly business meeting, so just make note of that as well. Beloved. Now for our benediction. Words from Reverend Mahogany this morning. Beloved, remember to eat. Remember to rest. Remember to pause. Remember to embody and embrace and take a moment to care for your body and everybody. Amen.